Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Pillow Talking with Beancha Steph. Today's episode is called The Power of Moving On. Such a bold, powerful statement. And this is kind of why I named it The Power of Moving On. I have been going through a lot, as you guys have know from my last podcast. I got fired. It's been a couple weeks. I'm in a totally different place now, and I want to share this with you guys. And I've learned so much about moving on from negative things in your life. So I guess I'll just start by saying I got fired a couple weeks ago, and honestly, I wasn't sad about it at all. I'm still not sad about it. There are times where, you know, I do get a little upset, because anytime there's change, and not just any change, but big change in your life, especially when you've, you know, hung on to something for so long, whether it be a relationship, a job, anything, any topic really. But, you know, I've been at this job for 7 years now, and it was hard for me to kind of like let that routine go. For the first, I would say, week or so, it was very strange not to be working. I'm coming up on a month now, and honestly, I've never been happier in my life. After that happened, I started applying like crazy, so ready and eager to throw myself into another situation. I have a lot of experience, obviously. My resume is amazing. And I know that any other logistics field that I could go into would really value me and appreciate me as an employee and pay me more, quite frankly. So I sent out some applications, some resumes. I got calls back from very prestigious companies. And, you know, I had a bunch of interviews set up. I had really good offers. I mean, maybe $60,000 isn't a lot to some people, but it's a lot to me. I don't have my degree yet. But, you know, I was getting like offers in the 60s and 70s to start, you know, at these places. And, you know, I was really excited. But then I really had to think to myself, like, you know, there was a lot of things that I didn't like about my job. And it was more than money. You know what I'm saying? It was more than money. It was more like, you know, just feeling so confined and feeling so degraded by having to work under somebody else. So you know what? I made the very bold and brave decision to honestly take a break from working a desk job. You know, this has been my life for a very long time, and I'm not that comfortable with change, but I feel like sometimes you really need to push yourself to change. So I invested. I actually bought a brand new car that I'm so excited about. And, you know, a lot of my friends do Uber and Lyft. And, you know, if you're not from Chicago, you know, here in Chicago, the job market for Uber and Lyft is incredible. You can honestly make... There's Uber drivers that make like 70 grand a year, just to put it like that. You know, there's Uber drivers, you know, they make anywhere between, you know, if you're doing full time, it'd be like $800 to $900 a week. You know, that's a lot of money. That's more than I was seeing with my check. I was making that much at my old job, but I wasn't seeing that much just because of the way the taxes work out, because I was paying my 401k, because I had all this medical and dental and all kinds of stuff coming out of my check. So, you know, it was kind of heavy on me. But now, you know, you do your own taxes, so you do see more of that up front, which honestly helps. Like, it would be better for me to pay that at the end of the year than to pay it throughout the year. I got a brand new car. If you have me on Facebook or Instagram, I posted it on those two platforms. But I got a 2018 Honda Civic. It's all black, black rims. It is the standard base model. So it doesn't have like push to start. It doesn't have like a really big console inside for the, you know, like the backup camera. It does have a backup camera though. It's really nice, sleek. Honestly, I never imagined myself driving a Honda, but it's so freaking cute, guys. Like, if you have me, go check it out. Like, it is so adorable. It kind of reminds me of like a Lamborghini. I know that sounds crazy, but you know how Lamborghinis are just like stooped pretty low? It kind of reminds me of that. So it's my own personal Lamborghini. It's a Flamborghini, you know, because it's fake, but you know, I'm happy, guys. I'm about to be 26, girl, and I have never I say girl as if there's no guys listening. I'm so sorry. If you're a guy and listening to this, I apologize. But girl, I have, you know, I'm 25 and I'm about to turn 26 and I have never bought myself a brand new car. So for me, it was like, how fucking crazy is this that I, you know, at working a full-time job with amazing benefits, like steady, like stability, all kinds of, you know, benefits from there. And I couldn't afford a brand new car. And now that I'm not working, I can afford a brand new car. Like, that is just insane to me. But, you know, I start with Lyft on Tuesday. My background will be cleared. They accepted all of my documents. Uber is a little more troublesome. For some reason, I've scanned in this particular document about 20 times and they can't read it. So I had to reach out to their customer service and I'm like working through it. I've been testing my hand in doing deliveries like Postmates and stuff, which I really don't care for. So as soon as I'm able to start with Lyft, I'm going to go ahead and do that. But, you know, I got a pretty good deal on my car. I paid, I think, just close to $14,000 for this car. Again, it's a 2018. It has 14,000 miles on it. So that's pretty good for, you know, a year. Every year, a car would put on anywhere from 12 to 15, so they say. But usually if you're driving in the city, you know, you don't know what this car has been through, but some people can put up to $25,000 or 25,000 miles a year. So it all just depends. But I mean, 14,000 miles for 1 year is pretty good, like a standard set amount. So, you know, I checked it out. You know, I was able to negotiate a good monthly payment, which I think is good, to be honest, because I paid $380, okay? And it may seem like a lot to a lot of people, but my credit is so bad, guys. And it's not that it's just bad that I do have, you know, like low credit. It's just that I don't have any payment history. And that's what really people look at. So, I mean, I've seen people that go into dealers and pay like, you know, $450 or $500 for a car note because they have no payment history. But I was able to negotiate it down. So that's amazing. I did end up getting, I had to get my insurance. And I also got gap insurance, which a lot of people recommended. I don't know most of the benefits on it, but from what I've heard, it's amazing. So I did get that added on. It's like an extra $20 a month. So I would say everything for my car, like car note and insurance included, it's about $500. So, you know, I feel like that's fair. And, you know, I did some calculating with my bills and everything included, you know, along with my car note. And I feel like once I start doing Lyft full time, you know, I'll have a decent amount of money. And I will be able to support myself and more than what I did from my last job. And another thing that I did, which I think was really beneficial, is once I quit my job, I was able to, you know, use the money that I had saved up to pay my rent like a couple months in advance. So, you know, I just kind of went and had my own back. You know, I covered my ass in a couple different areas. So I have some time to really figure out like my groove and what I want to do and how I want to work. So I'm excited. You know, so another thing that I wanted to bring up with you guys is, you know, this podcast today is all about moving on. And one of the things, like I said, that I moved on from was my job. But there's a lot of other things that are going on in my life right now that I feel like it is time to, you know, take a clean cut from. I have, you know, some issues going on with my family. I have a lot of family issues right now. There's multiple family members that I don't speak to anymore. And it was made very apparent this weekend when, you know, I was hanging out with an old friend of mine, with a good friend of mine. And, you know, she just brought up, she's like, man, you know, it's kind of sad that, like, you know, you can't like be in the same room as certain people, like old friends and, you know, your old family members. And in my head, you know, I was like, man, it really is sad that is what such current situations have come to, you know. I feel like in the moment, you know, I was very heated and a lot of things happened, but, you know, I'm never too big of a person to admit that, you know, I wasn't completely right. But I also feel like people will never admit that they also weren't completely right in the situation, you know. And I feel like for me, if someone doesn't come to me and want to mend things, like, I'm not going to be that person anymore to go and try to mend things with them. I used to be the biggest, like, apologizer, like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, this and that. But I realized that when I was doing that, a lot of people didn't deserve those apologies. And, you know, not only did I not deserve them, but I feel like sometimes the friendships were only mended because I apologized. So saying, like, you know, if I didn't, they probably would have went however long without speaking to me. And that's completely fine. And that's how they feel about your friendship. So, you know, I've made it very clear. And I've the people that I have problems with, I've let them know, like, look, you know, if you ever want to fix things, I'm here. But I'm not going to, like, I need time. Like, I'm not going to just come out of the blue with this shit. And, you know, so many things have happened that were really bad, like very bad interactions that I don't think could ever be fixed. So, you know, it was really sad to have this conversation with my friend where I had to let her know, like, look, you know, I know you love them and I know you love me. And, like, it's just not going to work. I'm moving on. You know, I have, obviously we all have very long roads ahead of us. And not everyone that comes into your life is meant to be there the whole time. And that's okay. It's okay to let people come in and embrace them and, you know, experience life with them. And then, you know, once you grow out of each other, sometimes it's better to just let the relationships go. Because it makes room for new people to come into your life and give you better relationships to grow you even more. There's only so much you can grow with certain people and only so much you can learn from certain people. And once that's done, you know, there are friendships that are going to withstand anything. There are friendships that are going to be non-conditional or unconditional, I should say. But a lot of friendships are very conditional. And that's something that I told my friend. I said, look, sometimes people are only friends with you because they need something from you, or they want something from you, or they have something to gain from you. And sometimes it's not even what you think it is. Sometimes it's emotional validation. Sometimes it's connections. Sometimes it's, you know, money or like, you know, those kind of connections, financial situations. Sometimes it's other benefits, you know, and that's okay. And then you realize that once those benefits end in your friendships, or once those people are not getting the things that they need from you anymore, you're disposable. And that's how I feel that a lot of relationships have gone in my life. You know, I've set people up to be in certain predicaments where, you know, they feel more confident about themselves and, you know, and they feel like they've got, you know, a lot more support than they've ever had. And once they have what they need, people can get very disrespectful. People get comfortable. People feel like they don't need you anymore because they have things now, you know? And someone like me, you know, I feel like I take so much pride in putting value in people's lives. If I'm your friend, I'm not just your friend just to be here, hang out. Oh, yeah, we're just going to have a little couple laughs and, you know, whatever. It's no. Anyone that knows me that has been in a friendship with me or any kind of relationship has always had some kind of great benefit from the friendship, whether it be a large amount of friends and love that get thrown your way, and people that I bring into your life that, you know, you meet and you end up maybe bonding forever with, you know. I'm the connections friend, I guess you would say. And I feel like, you know, there are a lot of people that have done a lot for me, and I appreciate that, you know. And I feel like someone like me is, you know, I have a lot of friends that, even though they do bring connections into my life and they have done things for me, that is not a condition for my friendship. I don't feel like you need to do things for me to be my friend. You know, I have a lot of friends that have never done anything for me, you know, and I've done so much for them, and I'm happy about that. And I don't feel like that is something that determines the quality of our friendship. So, you know, that's just something that I, you know, just noticed about when people want to move on from you, when your situations just don't align, you know, you outgrow each other, and you gotta, you know, take the situation for what it is and realize that there are some people that are like this and it's time to move on. You know, and another thing that I feel like is very important, another thing that I've moved on from recently is a relationship that I've been in. Oh, girl, man, a lot of you have been there so I've lived my life online for the last 2 years. And I can honestly say, looking back, that I feel like, you know, my journey was very powerful, and it spoke to a lot of, you know, my friends, you know, that I've made on the internet, and people that were just randomly watching me, people that I never even knew that took inspiration for what I was going through in this toxic relationship. You know, they were able to connect with me and really like learn or, you know, grow to love me because of all the things I was going through, which is kind of insane. It's like, you know, we kind of bond in tragedy or in sadness or, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, and I feel like I can honestly say for a long time, even when I was single, it was hard for me to fully say that I've moved on from this relationship because I love this person so much. And I don't even think that I realized how much I love that person until I lost that person. And not even just lost the person, but, you know, I got into a new relationship. And, you know, once you have those feelings of, and it sucks to say this, I don't want to feel this about anyone, but once you have those feelings of like, I feel sorry for you, you know, because you don't realize how disgusting you've been, that in itself is like just powerful. Like it's just this feeling of like wow, you know, I really made an impact on your life, and I hope that one day you realize this and fix yourself. But I've moved on and I'm happy, and I'm so comfortable in how I feel that even just speaking about them to my friends, like I talk about my ex a lot sometimes, you know, and it's not anything of, you know, like I feel something for him, but I'm just so comfortable with, you know, any questions that my friends have or any reference points of things that I've learned from my last relationship, you know, I will definitely point that out with no hesitation, because I feel like, you know, I've confidently moved on, and you know, that I don't have a problem with sharing my experience for other people to learn from. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like if you're in a situation where you're struggling to move on, you know, I've seen the other side. You know, I don't think I've ever been so in love with someone, but I've been in the situation where I didn't know how I was gonna feel, or if I was going to feel alone, or if I was going to feel, you know, unwanted, or how long I was going to feel that way, you know, even if I was feeling that, like, how long am I going to feel like this? But I can promise you that once I step into a newer, more mature version of myself, and I, you know, realize that this situation wasn't the end of my life or end of my world, which I, you know, I never thought that it was, but it can feel that way when you're in love with someone. Once I moved on, you know, and I saw that the grass is greener on the other side. You know, there's certain words that you say that you're not sure if they're correct. I don't know why grass just got me, but, you know, the grass is greener on the other side, and I feel like I'm proud of myself, and I feel happy. And all those feelings that I had for that person, that feeling of desperation and just love and sadness, and the power that person had over my emotions was gone, you know? And that to me was something that just made me feel free, you know? Even though I am in a new relationship now, I feel free. I feel like, you know, I learned not to let people get the best of you in that way, even if you love them so much. And in this new relationship, you know, things are pretty deep. You know, I've known this person for a long time, but I feel like I don't allow myself to, you know, be manipulated emotionally, or, you know, not to say that there's a wall there, but just I don't allow, you know, certain things to get under my skin or certain things to control how I feel. You know, I think that I respect everyone's feelings and decisions, and, you know, I respect, you know, my partner's feelings and decisions, but I still, you know, for the lack of a better term, like, I still do me. And that's how it should be. You know, I think individuality is so important for people in relationships, and I feel like we definitely have that. So, you know, I'm happy for myself, and I feel like I definitely closed a chapter that needed to be closed so badly. And it's opened new doors for me, to be honest with you guys. And I know that there's so many people that are just miserable, miserable in relationships. And I don't understand why they stay. I know why I stood, you know, and I don't feel like I was necessarily so miserable. But if, man, if you're in a relationship where you're just not happy and you know you're not happy, girl, you need to start, girl or guy, you need to start making some changes in your life. Because once you start doing for you and really investing in yourself, in your own happiness, the quality of your life will completely change. I promise you guys, I was in this same position. I was dating this guy for 3 years, and I feel like I never went anywhere. And I wouldn't say that he was holding me back, but I was holding myself back by letting him hold me back in a way, you know, like, not that he did, but it was just like, it was hard for me. Like, I couldn't, you know, do certain things because I was afraid that I would become too unavailable, you know, when it's like, man, if I would have been working harder than I did, like, you know, I would be in a different position now. And so, you know, you just got to do for you, you know, and as selfish as that sounds, once you, like I said, start doing for yourself, other doors will open and someone will come along that aligns with your end goal. And that is when you find true happiness. You know, it doesn't depend really on another person, but it more so once you start chasing your own dreams and you find someone that is going to push you and motivate you to accomplish that, that's where you have a true chance of being happy with someone, you know? So that's something that I just learned very recently, unfortunately, but I'm glad it didn't take me 45 years to learn it. You know, there's some women that are 45 years old and still dealing with situations like this, you know, and it's sad, but that's just the way life is. Everyone's journey is different, and you know, we all learn lessons in time. So that's another thing that I, you know, was really felt like I needed to speak on, you know, and especially with this podcast being about, you know, the power of moving on. And another thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, people talk about moving on, you know, but a lot of energy needs to be focused on, you know, after the move on. What's after the move on, you know? For me, after the move on, the most important thing was to bring clarity into my life and honesty. You know, I feel like I'm a very brutally honest person, and I am honest with others, but there are some times where I can be in denial with myself about relationships, you know, especially when something just isn't benefiting me or something isn't good for me. It's so hard for me to see that, you know. There's been situations where I've had conversations with my friends and, you know, I've tried to, you know, explain to them, and I always try to see both sides of things, you know, but I try to explain to them like, hey, you know, this is what's going on in my life. These are what's going on with my friends, but you know, you should see it from this side also. And I've had people tell me like, dude, these people are not good for you. Like, what is your problem? What is your problem? And I'm like, no, you know, just in denial. And then something else really bad happens and I get those I told you so people. So, you know, I think just bringing clarity into your life and being honest with yourself and really surrounding yourself with people that love you, that are going to be honest with you, is so important. And another thing is, before you move on, you can't really move on without clearing out your old baggage. That is something that I also recently learned. You know, I got into this new relationship and I feel like my baggage wasn't really cleared out. Everyone has baggage, okay? And you're going to come into a relationship with baggage no matter what. But have your baggage handled, okay? You're an adult. Don't expect anyone to save you, to come and handle your situations for you. Get that shit down packed, you know? That's the biggest thing for me is, you know, I came into this relationship and I realized that there were some loose ends that weren't tied up. You know, I wasn't doing 110% for myself. I wasn't being the best me that I could be. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of things have changed in the last couple of weeks and I was able to really push myself forward to excel. You know, like I was really stuck in a position and it all had to do with my last relationship, where I was afraid to really grab certain opportunities and do certain things and make certain changes. But now I'm just, I am in a situation where I'm so loved and encouraged and motivated and supported. And, you know, I feel like, wow, I can really like live my best life and not fear, not have any worries about a relationship, you know? So, you know, once I cleared my baggage from my last relationship and my last couple relationships, and, you know, any toxic friendships or just anything that I feel like were not good for me, once I cleared that out of my life got 150,000% better. My life right now is something that I would not have imagined it a couple years ago. And it all has to do with just freedom, you know, feeling free, you know, my last occupation really broke me down as a person, made me feel like a robot, like I was in a box, and I don't feel that way anymore. And I allowed myself to feel that way for so long. And, you know, once I took this leap of faith and really stuck to my guns and said, you know what, I'm going to start investing in a different way. It may be a little unconventional. I know a lot of people do it, but I'm going to try it for me, and I'm going to put this investment down and let's see what happens. You know, could I be already working at another desk job? Sure. But, you know, I think that sometimes when you do something bold and unexpected, you get bold and unexpected results. So that's all, guys. I just wanted to motivate you guys. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like, you know, like you want to make a change, but you're scared of dropping the ball, bitch, I got a lot to lose, okay? I have a lot to fucking lose. And I gambled with all of this, you know? And I really believed in myself and invested in myself and counted on myself. And I got shit done, okay? And now there's nothing that is going to stop me. You know, I feel like I'm definitely on a climb to the top. I'm definitely, you know, going to take my time and find something that is, if I do go back to a desk job, something that is just an amazing atmosphere and opportunity for me, and know that I don't have to take shit from anyone. You know, I don't have to be in a situation that is negative, you know? So, you know, if you feel like you're trapped, you know, believe in yourself, first of all. That's the first step, is believe in yourself and know that no matter what situation you're put in, fight or flight, you're going to fly, because you don't have any other choice, you know? And that's how you have to have, that's the attitude you need to have no matter what situation you're in. Me, I am a single mom. I take care of myself. I pay my own bills. There's no fallback for me. So it's never been fight or flight for me. It's always been fight. I don't know why I said flight, but it's always been fight for me. There is either fight or flight. You know, if I'm taking off, I'm taking off, girl. If I'm fighting, I'm fighting. Either way, it's a good outcome no matter where you see it. So, but yeah, that's all I have, guys. I should say, if you're still listening, I do apologize that I did not post a podcast last weekend. My really good friend, Kat, was here from Texas. And, you know, I really just wanted to take that time in just to, you know, soak it in and be with her and enjoy her. That sounds kind of weird, but I really wanted to enjoy her and her to enjoy, you know, this is the first time we've actually met in person. And we've had like an internet friendship, you know, but we like FaceTime. So it's not like that weird. You know, we FaceTime, you guys know Pillow Talk, we go live. Like, you know, we've been friends for a while, and like over a year, well over a year now. And, you know, it was just really good to have her here and to have all my friends here. Guys, I had like 7 girls in my house spending the night being here, you know, it was really fun. And, you know, I just really wanted to take that time and enjoy it. I was really stressed out from, you know, the whole situation with my job. So I feel like I'm back to normal now. I'll be posting every Saturday. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say. Just to give you guys a little apology, because I know that a lot of people called me out. They were like, girl, where is your podcast? So I'm definitely sorry about that. But yeah, that's all I got, guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. You know, I don't really care who it is that hears this, you know. If I can encourage even just one person to be a better person and learn from the things that I've been learning from, that just makes me so happy. And just the fact that you guys come back and listen is amazing. So thank you so, so much. If you have any recommendations for me about what you want me to talk about, you know, what you want to see, you can always DM me on Instagram. You can Snapchat me. You can leave a little comment or a review or anything you feel in my Facebook messages. And I'll do my best to respond to you guys. I know you guys know, like, there's a lot going on with Pillow Talk and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes to podcast things, I definitely respond, and I love, like, interacting and taking advice from you guys. So I will say I am finally doing my advice cast next week. You know, there was a lot going on this week, you know, for me with, you know, my car and just getting everything situated. So I wasn't able to fully give the time that was needed to go through all the advice casts that I got. I had people email me clip notes of their, you know, them explaining their situation. So I'm going to go through them and pick a couple and air them on my next episode, which will air next Saturday. So yeah, so I'm really excited for that, guys. And, you know, I feel like I want there to be a way where you guys can participate and give your own feedback. But I'm thinking of maybe opening just a Facebook page for myself and posting, you know, any kind of questionnaires or anything you guys want to talk about, like, as a forum, like, just specifically for my podcast. But yeah, we'll see how that works out. But anyways, just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So I'm definitely going to go now, guys. I feel like I said bye like 5 times, but I seriously love you guys. Thank you so much again. And everyone have an awesome Saturday. I will see you guys again next Saturday. Bye.